The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
The internet should be available across the island so that Cubans can connect to the wider world and to one of the greatest engines of growth in human history.
In his historic speech from Havana last week, President Obama urged a number of changes in Cuba: more human rights, more economic reform. But what seemed to elicit the most applause from Cubans was his call for more internet. That's because only 5% of the island's 11 million people have full household access to the web. It's one of the lowest and slowest internet coverage rates in the world.
And now I'm trying to create an account on Facebook, and I just can't. I'm trying here, but I just can't.
To understand how frustrating this is for ordinary Cubans, go to any of the 50 or so Wi-Fi hotspots set up around the country, like this one on a street in Havana's Playa district. 19-year-old medical student Juan Miguel Martinez is trying to get online with his new iPad.
Like half an hour waiting here to see if I can connect. If I have the access, I could get more information about school stuff, new experiments, new books that are coming on.
Sitting next to Martinez is his 20-year-old brother Carlos. As an aspiring filmmaker, Carlos is even more dependent on the internet. But right now, he's just staring at an unresponsive smartphone a relative brought him from the U.S.
Most time, I come here and I don't get connection, so I'm lost.
This is a daily ritual for Cubans today, as their communist government decides how much of this powerful information tool they can have. It's not just slow, it's expensive. At most hotspots, it costs $2 an hour to get online, and most Cubans earn just $20 a month. The Martinez brothers admit that when they leave home each morning, they don't say adios to their mom anymore. They usually say,
"Voy a conectarme,"
meaning, "Ma, I'm going to try to get connected." But during his visit last week, Obama raised their hopes when he announced that Google, the U.S. online search engine giant, was coming to Cuba, or at least a small corner of it.
Es un honor tenerlos todos aquí.
That's Brett Perlmutter, Google's head of Cuba operations. Last week, he opened an online tech center for Cubans in Havana at the studio of the artist Alexis Leyva, who's known as Cacho. Cacho's studio is already a Wi-Fi hotspot. He lets Cubans get online there for free. Now Google will connect them there at 70 megabytes per second, 70 times faster than what Cubans usually get.
Esta es la primera manifestación.
This is our first step toward taking advantage of the changes happening in Cuba, Perlmutter said. The government has pledged to bring half of Cuba's households online by 2020. Like a lot of U.S. tech firms, Google has been trying to strike deals with Cuban officials to be part of that push. So the big question now is whether this first step means Cuba's digital revolution is finally coming.
I think the Cuban government must be open to this kind of initiative.
Iram Centelles is the Cuban-born co-founder of internet sites like Rebolico, the Cuban Craigslist. Centelles, who now splits his time between Spain and Cuba, says firms like Google will have to look out for any content restrictions the government will want to impose on the internet.
If I was Google, some kind of censorship, that's a deal breaker to me.
But the government insists it really can't forge ahead with broader internet deals until the U.S. lifts its trade embargo against Cuba. During the Google Tech Center's inauguration, the artist Cacho called for an end to that bloqueo, or blockade. Miami tech guru and Cuban exile Manny Medina was on hand as well. Medina, the founder of Miami's annual eMERGE Americas technology conference, said the sooner Cubans get online, the faster South Florida can start benefiting from the island's young tech talent.
I think this is going to be phenomenal for Miami, because we're going to be, you know, the one that is really going to be going back and forth. So I think if this was totally open, there will be a really huge amount of work.
And young Cubans like the aspiring filmmaker Carlos Martinez would love a piece of that action.
It's going to be so big, we're really going to be in the world. And be better people.
Or at least a more connected people. You can read more of our Latin America coverage and see photos of Cubans trying to get online at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett in Havana.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.